defining what Mava is, what is Shaul's Mava. We began discussing the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, Mava Zuha Adam, and according to Shmuel, Mava is Shane. So we discussed the various rayas that Rav and Shmuel bring. I would draw your attention to the first of the wide Rashis that the Pasuk Im Tavoyun Bo'oyu. So I referred to the Rashi on Navi as referring to Tefillah. Rashi in our sugya that's referring to Bakoshas Mechila. Im Tavakshu Mechila Bo'oyu. So then Bo'oyu could mean Tefillah. But it's both Im Tavoyun Bo'oyu. Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel's sources are both reasonable. And that the rayas, neither rayas is compelling. Well, we would be happy if Rav would give us his shita, Shmuel would give his shita. Loi chemar daika, v'loi chemar daika. Rav ma'itayma loi omar kishmuel. Ton the shor, v'chol mile the shor. U'shmuel nami, hoton le shor. So Gemara says that we're now going to have to explain why Shmuel rejects Rav and why Rav rejects Shmuel. In other words, Gemara is saying that the reason for Rav and Shmuel were not the psukim, because Rav and Shmuel could have accepted either pasuk. So there must be some other reason why either that or that neither pasuk is so compelling. So, Rav, we have to understand and give a better explanation for why Rav would not accept Shmuel and why Shmuel would not accept Rav. Rav ma'itam le'yomer kishmuel tona shor v'chol milei d'shor. Because he's teaching us that shor, the term shor, should mean everything of shor. If Rabbi Yudah Nasi wanted to say Karen, he would say Karen. So once he says shore, so that includes all of the ovis that come under shore. And the Gemara goes on to explain the balance of the Mishnah. On Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Shmuel Maitam Ali Omar Kirav. So he says, that's because it is inconsistent with the later Mishnah that doesn't list Adam. So Shmuel's reason for rejecting Rav is it's inconsistent with a later Gemara, a later Mishnah, and Rav's Rav's reason for rejecting Shmuel is because to say shor and that ma v'shein is redundant. All right. In the base of Medrash, we're discussing, just to take a step back and to look at the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So just before we go by to the Gemara, just a few ha'aras on this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Just a few ha'aras on what it teaches us about the Mishnah. We often say that Rabbi Yudah Nasi, when he recorded the Mishnah, had in mind to maintain a certain level of oral, if there's such a word, orality to the Mishnah. A certain level of Mesorah to the Mishnah. In other words, yesterday when we learned the sugya of Eis la'sois la'shem e'feirus arasecha, that this was a major change and it was keneged adin, because the Torah says, as we learned yesterday, devar mishav alpeh iyata rashai different neschois l'koisvan l'oimim n'aksav. Whenever this major change was forced upon us because during this Bayis Sheni, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah saw that if we're not going to record Torah Sheba'al Peh, then Nishtakcha Torah Yisrael. All right. The Afal Pikein, the Rabbi Yudah Nasi didn't want to violate the din entirely. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi wrote a cryptic text. Rabbi Yudah Nasi could have written the entire Gemara if he wanted to. He wrote a cryptic text. And he embedded in the cryptic text many, many halachas, many, 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 many tools, right? The Gemara continuously comes up. The Gemara says, you have a number. What's the purpose for the number? You have a repetition in the Mishnah. You could use this Mishnah, Yom Nishma Makam, you could use it as a way of teaching the various tools that Rabbi Yonasi placed within the Mishnah, right? Minyan Alomali. Why do we have a tzadashava lovely? Who needs a tzadashava? And part of that was, as we've said in the past, that kol ma de tokun rabbonun kein de raisa tokun. Then Chazal, when they recorded Teresh Baal Peh, they did so kein de raisa, keeping certain features of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, being able to darshan, being able to be medayik in the lashon. Tosfos raises the question whether hain is something that one can be medayik or not be medayik. But in addition, the fact that there is an element of darshaning, and more important, the cryptic nature of the Mishnah, so that's how Yehuda reserved the sense of oral requirement. He did not entirely vacate the Mishnah of its Amir Baal Peh, of its Mesorah, of its human Mesorah, of the requirement of the human chain. So an example of that is the ambiguous language of Mava. Right? Rabbi Yonasi could have put Odom if he wanted to, and he could have put Shane if he wanted to. So apparently, and there is a discussion in the Rishonim. In fact, in Muki Yosef writes he didn't use the word Adam because he didn't want to include Eved Va'oma. So he wanted to indicate that it's a Baal Bechira. Mav is a Baal Bechira. As Rashi says, he's a person who asks for a Mechila. If it's not a Baal Bechira, you can't ask for Mechila. So the Achrei Kechlei Sakol, the Mishnah could have been clearer. All right, we could have... Rabbi Yehuda Nasi could have foreseen the discussion on Dalet Amud Aleph. And we're also talking about a generation later. But this Rav and Shmuel lived a generation after Yehuda Nasi. So you see that almost immediately there was an ambiguity that Rav and Shmuel couldn't resolve. So L'chora, that's an example of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi maintaining the oral nature of Teresh Baal Peh. Ha'ara number two is that Rav and Shmuel don't, as far as we can tell, and the Meiri points this out, there is no nafkamina lahalacha between Rav and Shmuel. We'll see it inside in a moment, when the Meiri points that out. So the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, how would we explain? So our Gemara explains how they arrived at their interpretations. Right? There was no halacha that was at stake over here. At the end of the interpretations, everybody's going to have six ovos. Correct? And everyone is going to collapse the shein and regel into one ov. So the only question is, how do you read the first line of the Mishnah? Arba Oves Nezikin. Question is, why would Rabbi Yonasi say Arba, not Chamisha or Sheish? So, just an observation. According to Shmuel, Odom HaMazik is not included in the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, it's all Momen HaMazik. Momen HaMazik divides itself up into four categories. Shor, meaning a Karen, Shein v'Regel is the second, Bor and Mava. Shein and Regel have the same halachas. So according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yonasi was organizing the halachas of Hezek around the four different sets of consequences, the four different sets of Tashlumin. Rav, on the other hand, has Odom, so he includes Karen, Shane, and Regel, even though they are very disparate in their consequences. Right? Karen is and very disparate in their obligations on the owner. And it's not exclusively Mamet Amazik. There'll be discussion later on. What do we do with the Lashon of Mamoncha Shirasan Alecha? But Lechaira, according to Rav, we are identifying the four sources of Hezek that a person is responsible for. All right. So Rav, if you take a step back, Rav looked at the Mishnah and said, Arba Oves Nezikim. There are four damagers. There are four Mazikim. And Shor represents the different forms of Shor Mazik. And Shmuel took a step back and said, Rabbi Yudasi is listing over here the four ramifications of Momen Amazik. Odom Amazik is categorically different than the Momen Amazik. Odom Amazik is Chayiv Bo'ines. Odom Amazik is Chayiv for Tashulman and he's Mazik another person. Odom Amazik Mitzicha is a whole different category in Odom Amazik. So those are it makes sense that from the perspective of Tashlumen and consequences, so they are entirely Odom should be left out of the Mishnah. Right? Theoretically, and I don't Hora number three, and I'm not suggesting this, but it's interesting. It's a curiosity that one could say that if the Mishnah is focusing on Mazikim, then that means Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wanted to organize the Hilchos Halachos of Hezek around the sources of Hezek. Around the perpetrators of Hezek. Possibly around the obligations of a person to prevent the Hezek. On the other hand, if the halachas of Hezek are structured around consequences and teshlumen, so if you don't know, so he wanted us to view the parasha of Hezek as how do I make good on something that I messed up? How do I compensate? Right, my requirement to compensate may generate greater vigilance in watching over something. That's not for now. It is interesting to point out we didn't focus on this at all because I thought that it's usually don't focus on these issues in the Olam HaYeshiva is that the Rishonim do ask the question at the very beginning of the Masechta, why it's Arba Oves Nezikin. What is the word Nezikin in Lashon HaKodesh? There are Arba Oves of Mazikin. Mazikin is a Mazik, right? Damagers, perpetrators of Hezek. Right? Nezikin sounds like damages. Well, there are many, many more kinds of damages. How are you gonna? The Mishnah does not address the damages that a person can sustain. You can have property damage, you can have personal damage, you can have asset damage. I don't know if they're limited number of damages. It sounds like Arba Oves Nezikin means there are four different kinds of damage that a person can sustain. That's not what the Mishnah lists at all. It's not even clear that the word Nezikin is a correct form The Rishonim discuss it. Is it a correct form of Lashon HaKodesh? So the Meiri says, Arba Oveis Nezikin Heim Perishim Oveis L'Kola Nezikin V'Chol Shar Nezikin Nechlolin Bohem V'Zeh She'Tofas Lashon Nezikin V'Loi Mazikin. Why did it say Mazikin? V'Neishem Milas Mazikin Mashma She'Kavonosei Lazik V'Eilu Ein Behem She'Kavonosei Lazik. Mazikin would not be a good term, because Mazikin sounds like that these are machines that are there to damage. That's their goal, that's their purpose. I bought a pit bull, right? I bought a tarantula. I bought a mazik. It's not true. It doesn't really cover what's happening in the Mishnah. V'chein el keren v'odom l'das ha'oimer maveh Ze Adam Vechain Loi Lishoin Nezikin or Nizokin. Then it wouldn't, it's not appropriate to say the Lashon Nezokin, the different damages. It's not the Mishnah. Veteheya Alev shall always Kruya Bachata Pasach Shemilas Nezokin Amura Al HaNezek the Loi Shem Remez Al HaMazek. Ve'elu kulam heim hem mazikin. U'mibnei zeh tofas loshen nezikin. Right? Nezikin does not mean nizokin, damages. It doesn't mean mazikin. Use the phrase nezikin. She'yesh v'yuremez ala mazik. Shuke'ein toyer ala mishkel nezirim nevi'im. He doesn't use the word. Again, it sounds like from the Meiri that Chazal made the word up. But it sounds good. What does it sound good to say? Mazikim. That sounds like it's Kavon al Hazik. Odom is not a Mazik. Shein Regel. Not Kavon al Hazik. To say Nizokin, that's not what Rabbi wants to discuss. So, Nizikin sounds like Nevi'im. A person who has Nebuah. Nazirim. A Nazir, a person who does Nazirus. So that's how Rabbi Yudanossi came to the idea of using the word Arba Oves Nezikin, because he wanted a word that sounds like Mazikin, but it's not Mazikin. Other entries in the Shita refer us back to the beginning of Kiddushin, where there's a Lashon of Chazal called Kiddushin, which Chazal made up in order to be able to express a certain idea when it comes to marriage. So they made up the word Kiddushin, even though it's really Erison. Right? Oli Kuchen. So Chazal had the license to make up in Rabbinic Hebrew. So Nezikin would be one of those examples. It would be Komokim Onu Meforshim Nezikin Kimoy Nezokin Ala Mishkal Psilim V'Korina Alev Shal Oves Chatufa. However, we explain Nezikin to be Nizokin, similar to the way we would say Psilim, not Nizirim and Nevi'im, not perpetrators of Hezek, but these are the major categories, I believe what he's saying, is categories of damages. Just like Psilim, I think he's referring to titles. These are different categories of Hezek, meaning they're different sets of ramifications. And then he goes on to explain our sugya. V'zeh shizkarnu b'inyan mave machlekes Rav Shmuel. The Gemara says in Machlekes, according to Shmuel, other Mazik, as I mentioned it all, shall lay different element is Kim Amarnai. That's what he explained. Uladas Rav, Hashor Kola Karen Vashen Regal. But Mabu Odom Tzulaymer, Odom Shizik, Momen Chavere. She'ein Iker Kakavona Vekan, Eleven Nizke Momen. That here we're talking about taking in property damage. Said Mikol Mokoim, Nichalu, Kol Nizakim Abomen the Odom. I feel Odom Ba Odom. Anything which would require Shadvarim Choizrin, Litzvias Momen. Nevertheless, it refers to any kind of monetary complaint I can have against you. So Arba Ovis Nezokin, according to Shmuel, is Mazikim, and according to Rav, it's four different events which can generate a kind of mummy. The tzorach sheteida, the afal pi shel inyan psak ein lano machlekes zu dinu dvarim. When it comes to psak, there is no significance machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Divrei shneim amitiim, both are correct. Hey mitzad atzman mikol mokim le inyan beir asugya. He says that going further, the sugyas seem to adopt Rav's position. That way, the mission becomes more inclusive. And then he writes, "V'ein lefakfek mi din hilchasa kishmul b'dine." He says, he raises the question, why should the Gemara adopt Rav's position? We have a general rule when it comes to mominas, Shmuel was the expert. Right? So Rav's expertise was in Iser and Shmuel's in mominas. So the Miri says, that's not Akasha. Why is that Akasha? Because, okay, you could even say that's true. Can you say another approach? I mean, you're on this.
Could be Surin.
No. Let's stick with that. All right? Number one, because there's no halacha that's a stake over here. Right? Sharei le'inyan halacha ein lanu badin advarim. In other words, it wouldn't be a judgment call as to what is the correct halacha that Shmuel's expertise. When it comes to explaining text, so there, the Gemara doesn't say that Shmuel's expertise in explaining the texts of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So that's why the Gemara will adopt Rav's view in general, and then he says an interesting line at the end. Ella shata tzarach lefareisha mishal dashneim v'levorli atzmacha habir havo b'shitas ishul Rav. He says, you, the reader, have to be able to explain the Mishnah according to both, and then to be able to select the interpretation which would be consistent with Rav's interpretation. I think he's just giving that as a guide to how to read the Gemara is coming up. All right? So that's the on the Machleik is Rav and Shmuel. Now let's get back to the Tamtas HaDvarim. Go ahead, Daniel.
Based on the first point, is that specifically for Mishnah or is that Torah Shabbat in general?
Torah Shabbat in general.
Yeah. Like the forms that we learn Torah Shabbat nowadays, like with the Archul or Sifta, where they almost spell everything out, it's sort of going against the.
No, so the justification would be that the Archul is the Rebbe.
Right, but I'm saying it was written in a certain way. It's not like the. Shas probably should have been written with Rashi's comments written within. Part of it is that it's written saying that
Ravina Ravashi deliberately
wrote with ambiguity.
Because they wanted to be a Rebbe. The Lechem Mishnah writes that Svarim have taken the place of the Rebbe in the context of being Mar Aloch Befnei Rabbi. The Lechem Mishnah writes that that's why nowadays we are lenient on the Iser of. I'm not saying that we dismiss it altogether, but we're not as keenly concerned about Eimer Loch Nei Rabbi, because nowadays the rabbis become the Svarim. And by the same token, Pesach Teshuva quotes those who say that before when Paschas, we should always look it up in a Sefer. Because in Myrtle, look at their Rabbi. So you should look it up, go back to the Rabbi, and make sure you Paschal. Correct. Shouldn't Paschal without looking it up. But the point that we're making is that the fact that we have Svarim that guide us through, so one could raise the question about whether there should have been a yeshiva's Beis Din to be Matir Art Scroll with all of the elucidations and Mechule. We could make that argument that maybe should have happened. Others would say, it's still not complete. Others would argue that that's all part of the approach ever since the Gaonim to record Pirushim to the Gemara. And others would argue the fact that multiple interpretations are recorded still requires some, still shows you the ambiguity and the requirement of the oral nature of the Gemara. So the coming back to
I just had an idea that it could be that when Rehuda Nasi turned the Torah Shabbat Pet into Torah Shabbat Sav, like he sort of recreated the Torah Shabbat Pet for the Torah Shabbat Sav. Like that's a way you could say it.
No, but that's what he did not want to do.
But he kind of did. No, meaning he, say when you have Torah Shabbat Sav, which you need Torah Shabbat to understand.
Yeah.
When he turned the Torah Shabbat Pet into Torah Shabbat Sav and he wrote it down, he also developed the Torah Shabbat Pet to understand that.
Oh.
Especially when you think about what we learned from Ramban, the associative sequence of the text. So you really copy Torah from Tabalah.
Right, 100%. Yeah.
And also one more thing I heard.
In Torah Shabbat Sabbath, not a lot. Torah Shabbat is mostly in Torah Shabbat and by Yikra. You don't have that in other areas. Yeah, go ahead.
And also I heard from someone in Rosh Chodesh this morning, Amar Eschias. On Mavet.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it in Sam when I looked, but he said that there were two traditions, two versions of the Mishnah. Now, when Rabbeinu Nasi wrote the Mishnah, he incorporated both traditions into the Mishnah because it's ambiguous. Now, when you look at the Mishnah, you have to see four of us. One of them is Mavet, so it's Mavet. You now learn Shein and Adam to be included in the four.
So
when Rabbeinu Nasi was writing the Mishnah,
right,
he had two different versions of the Arbalos and Zikin.
Right.
One of them said short bore Shein and Hever.
So you used the Mav in order to be able to
to reveal right,
that's
the
two as I was saying it before. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what are Rav and Shmuel doing afterward though?
They're just arguing. I mean, it could be that each one had that tradition.
So my only concern about that approach is then when the Gemara says Rav my time amosh kishmul, then the answer should have been that's asking why didn't Rav concede to Shmuel's Mesorah? According to what you're saying, Rav said his mahalach because I'm not sure why, because Rav had a Masura that bypassed Rabbeinu Nasi and he wanted to impose it on the Mishnah. Now the Gemara should read a little bit differently. The Gemara should say, like you said in the Beis Medrash, like Rav Papa, Nevel and Tarayu, they're both there. Right? They're both in there. Okay, so now, Vaiter in the sugya, Rav my tamli omer kishvul. Tana shor v'chol milei deshor. So Rav says, it isn't the, why should I learn Shmuel's pshat? Shmuel's pshat is redundant. Lu Yitzur, Rav would have said, Karen, Shmuel be a Gevaldig Gipshat. And I wouldn't darshan in Boyun Boyu. But since Rav Yehuda Nasi said, sure, and he specifically did not use Karen, so that means Rav Yehuda Nasi wanted us to put Shane, Verbegel, and Karen at the shore. So he's teaching me that he wants me to adopt this mahalach. Right? That's Rav's mahalach. Rav said that. Ushmul nami hatana leishor. I'm Rav Yehuda, tana shol karnai umav leshinai. Rav Yehuda Nasi said, Shor is going to be Karen, and we're going to have Mam is going to be Shemi Rega. Alright? And now, Gor goes on, now we have to explain the next line of the Mishnah. Because the next line of the Mishnah is Loi Harei Hashor Karei Amave Valer Amave Karei Hashor. At first glance, if we would not have learned this already, we wouldn't know what to do with this Mishnah. The Mishnah said you should know that Adam and the Koyter Rav, that Adam and Shor are not the same. Right? That's at first glance, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Lo harei, they're not the same. It's a strange thing to say in the Mishnah. Lo harei. Right? And when it comes to Shmuel, so now it's not only does it seem to be entirely unnecessary, but it seems to be incorrect because Shen and Regal are similar. So now Shmuel is explaining to us that the idea of Lo Harei is that we need to have both. You could not learn one from the other. That which we took for granted because we learned the Mishnah from Baba Kama before, the Mishnah is now pointing out. The Gemara is pointing out. Once the Gemara points this out, so that opens up a yisodos, an understanding, nizikin. Once the Gemara is discussing that we need to have all of them recorded, means that we would be allowed to learn one from the other. So that opens up the whole issue of Oinchim and Adin, which opens up the deeper issue of what role Svara has in learning Hezek. Right? And then it opens up the still deeper issue of what is the major mazik, what is the major machayim of Hezek. So the Gemara says, is this when it all happens? So now, loy harbei, loy rishu, Gemara explains, hachi kam, this is what he means to say. Now the Gemara is pointing out that the Mishnah is a much harder read according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it sounds redundant, but according to Shmuel, it sounds incorrect. It says, Nahochi Gomer, Loi Ria Keren Sheinano Lezekoi, Kiriya Shein Sheishano Lezek. And Rashi explains that you read this line by saying that the Mishnah now wants to explain to us that every Av is necessary and we could not learn one Av from the other. So Loroya Karen Shenhano Lezekar, we could not learn Shane and Regel from Karen because when it comes to Karen there's no Hano in the Hezek. And I would argue the Torah is Machayev me for Karen when there's no Hano, but not Machayev me for Shein and Regel, when there is Hanol Lezeka. So what is the basis for that svara? Why would I sooner think that I'm chaya when it comes to Karen? Because there's no Hanol Lezeka. So Tosfos now, again, this becomes a yesoid. How we're going to learn the sugyas going weiter. Right? This is why I did not want to include this in our Shir HaKadam at the beginning of the Masechta, because I want you to see the different rise as we go along. Upshia pasha shahoyu leilishmar shayrei shebekala yochel leshamrei shein dechuka lahazik kevin shein ano lezeika. Taisva says what Shmuel is teaching us at Limshat in the Mishnah is that Rav Yehuda Nasi is telling us, I need to have Karen, and I still need to have Shane. I would not know Shane from Karen. Why not? Karen is no hana bezeka. So to rein in an animal, then is no not getting any pleasure about the hezek it's going to give. That's an easy deal. But to rein in an animal that is starving, is hungry, so that goes beyond my abilities. So one possible svar would have been the Torah is being mechayiv me, is holding me responsible to watch over my property. The Torah puts a cap on what is expected of me, and the keren is expected, and therefore I'm responsible to pay for it. And now Tos explains the next line of the Gemara on the top of Dalam and Aleph. And if I have Shein and Regel, so I would say that Shein and Regel, there's no Kavanah to damage. So there, I am responsible. But Keren has Kavanah Lazik. Right? Now the Gemara flips it now and says, so I should be able to learn Keren from Shein and Regel. Because if the Torah is going to be mechayiv me to watch over my animal and prevent it from going after its natural impulses to get food, to walk around, so certainly I have to be responsible to watch over the animal, doesn't do some strange act of hezek, which is for no one whatsoever. So Gemara says, no. V'loi roi shen shen kamonos la'azik, Tos explains, v'en yitzra tokfa, u'bakala yo yochol l'shamra. He says, an animal that just wants to eat. No, it wants to eat. Right. But that's nothing compared to an animal which has gotten enraged, an animal which is suffering from the heat, an animal which all of a sudden took on a visceral dislike for the color red and is now, because it brings back, I don't know, some kind of traumatic memories from when it was a kid. So you're not going to be able to prevent the animal when it has kavanah lahazik. Yisvei tokfa and yochel l'shamra kol kach yofi. So Gemara is the Shmuel is explaining to us that Rabbi Nasi is explaining to us that would we have only one of these would sure be limited to one kind of hezek of shore, we would not learn the other. Good, okay. So those are things we know. And that's what the Gemara goes on to explain. Then the Gemara says, wrong one. The lav kal v'chaymer hu v'ma'a shein shein kavon shel hazik chayiv. So now the Gemara says, but wouldn't it be a kal v'chomer? Right, and this is that again that kavana lahazik lo yiroi yeshen if I'm chayiv. For Shein Kavanos Lahazik, so certainly, shouldn't I certainly be Chayiv for Karen that's Kavanos Lahazik? Right? So what's the Gemara's Kasha now? Didn't we just explain that? Lav kal v'chomri, l'ma shein shein kavanos ilazik chayiv keren shein kavanos hazik kol shechein. No.
Saying we just need one. We don't have.
I'm saying, but the Gemara just said lo yiroi yeshen shein kavanos hazik kiroi keren. And what was wrong with the svara? The Gemara just said the svara. Loi roi shen shen kavanos lahazik. I could not learn Karen from Shein, because Karen, I have would be too hard to watch over. Right? How am I going to watch over an enraged animal? Lav kal v'chaymru. Umar shein shein kavanos lasik. No, he just went on, flipped on it, did a 180. Right. So how do we explain how the Gemara did a 180 over here? Lav kal v'chaymru. Umar shein shein kavanos lasik. Chayiv. Karen shein kavanos lasik. Like kol shechein. Didn't we just say that it's too much to expect? I could argue that it's too much to expect of me. Go ahead.
The first way that tsarachana that isn't connected so much to the chiyuv. It's a characteristic of shame, but it's not connected so much to the chiyuv, or at least to the shmira element of it. However, kavanos lahazik is connected to the shmira element, and therefore, what the Gemara suggestion is, I understand the last point, but we should still be able. Even though Shane has its own characteristic and Karen has its own characteristic, we should still be able to derive a Kal v'chomer from the fact that where you are mechayiv, even where kavanos lahazik is Kal v'chomer, where Shane kavanos lahazik Kal v'chomer, where there is kavanos lahazik.
So Yoni's saying is that there are two logical processes that the Gemara seems to be attaining at the same time. All right, so keep that in mind. We're not going to solve this now. The Gemara then says, "Itzrach, I need to have the din of kavona lahazik." All right. So now we're going to focus on the sugya of nizkei eved va'ova. Reuben hires an eved, gavala guy, works very hard, but every so often he gets upset. And he takes it on the neighbor's property. Right? So now the Gemara says, what's the chiv of you? What's the din of you? My neighbor has tainus against my eved. So I tell him, can I tell him, no, take my eved to court? Eved doesn't own much. So Gemara says, Itzrich, I need to be able to teach the din that I need to be able. I would not be able to say that the fact that something has kavonot to be mazik, that is a liability right away. That's mechayiv me. I want to be able to say just that the Torah need not list a moment she kavonot shel lahazik. That's the Torah portion. My shor is kavanah zekachayev. So Gemara says, no, if I would only have shame, then I would be learning a kal v'chomer, and I would say anything which had any of property that I own that is kavanah zekachayev for. However, we paskin, eved va'oma, afogav, the kavanah zekachayev, afilochi p'tire. Right? So I would include a wrong halacha, a wrong din. Hachanami, loishna. Gemara says that would come to the conclusion that they would be chayiv. Amar Rashi, otu eved va'oma laftam rabbisbo. The reason they're potter is because shema yakniten a rabbi v'yilach v'yadlik v'gidish v'chaveiro. V'nimtzav v'chayiv as rabbi v'yam bon v'chol yoyim. That's not a good kasha. I have another kasha, Paruchach. Right now, today's shiur is going to focus on these three lines. Until now, just Taurus. All right? So what are we zeroing in on? We're zeroing in on that the Gemara says, has a half a minute to say, that it would be logical to say that any property of mine that has intent to be mazik, I am responsible to take for that hazard. Gemara says that we cannot sustain that argument. That's not a correct argument. If the Torah would only write shame, I would end up having an incorrect argument. Right? If the Torah would only write shame, The only way I could include Karen is by saying I'm certainly chayiv dover poshut ad ma'oin, that I'm chayiv for any property of mine that's kavanah lazik. Right? Gemara says, therefore the Torah cannot write shein alone. Because if it would write shein alone, I would end up being machayev eved va'oma. Because kavanos lazik. And eved va'oma are potter. The Gemara says, bad kasha. Eved va'oma are potter, for some, it's a nirsha zaitik reason. For some side issue. It's too much of a liability. You're giving your Eved the tool of even better than a strike. The union can strike. Your Eved Oma can do more than a strike. You get him upset. You ask him to do something they want to do. You don't pay them enough, right? You don't give them off for Thanksgiving. So then they torture your neighbor and your chayiv. That's why they're potter. But the emes is nomin mazik shekavonos hazik is chayev. No, what is difficult about this sugya? What's staring in the face of the sugya?
Forash.
Is that
forash?
Even before Rashi. Wow, what does Rashi do for you?
What's the wrong mark?
It's the question, Rashi.
Is it because we haven't concluded that Adam is part of it and Eben and Rama would be in that category?
Even before that. Eved v'oma, I hire an Eved. My Eved, Rachman al-Son, torches my neighbor's property. What's the law? Chayim v'potter. Was that?
Potter.
Mideraisa minarabana.
Minarabana.
Right? We're talking about deraisa here. Right? We're talking about justifying, and then I need to have Shane and Karen. Loi Roy is a deraisa dika arguments. Right? Moro wants to know, do I need to have four ovis? Why not three of us? Loi roize ki roize. So Gemara says, if I only have Karev, if Shane, I would end up being Mechayim, be al pi kal v'choymer, every moment of Mazik. So Gemara says, but we made a gzeira to protect the Eved, the Odin. So what do you mean gzeira for the Odin? So good, same gzeira. Medei raisa, you're chayim for your Eved. Is that a kasha? It's a raya to the Gemara. Chazal came along and said that it's too dangerous. That in the olden days, Mishas Matan Torah, when the Avodim were well behaved and they wouldn't even dream on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a din. But nowadays, can't get help. It wasn't like the old days. Right? Now you have to call a Koine Eved, Koine Rav Liatzma. You have to be watched. So we want to help the Eved on a little bit. We want to make slavery somewhat possible. So we had a pater out the ordain. But meikar adin momoin she kavonos ilasik is chayim. That's good. What's the kasha? No, then eyes in a kasha. Now, whose shita now makes a huge amount of sense? Good? Correct. Right? Now let's go on. Now you understand why the Rambam had to learn Pshat as a Ptur Deiraisa. Because otherwise he couldn't read the Gemara. So Rambam has this very creative Pshat. You wonder, why did the Rambam have such a creative Pshat? Why didn't he learn Kipshutai? So I understand, because the Rambam had to read the Gemara. Because the simple reading of the Gemara would say it's got to be a Ptur Deiraisa. And that's where the Rambam learned that. No, how would you say, Benji? The Rambam learned that Shem Yekdin Rabbi is what?
She has no
Kiv Shmir. No, say sharper. Was that? No, not the Talmudic Gemara is like in your mamish.
It's an onus.
Was that?
It's an onus.
It makes him into an onus. Okay. That's what you had in mind. It could be Sherman. Okay. Makes him into an onus. I would say it's a simon. It's not really. Chazal weren't saying. They were giving you an example of why of the onus. Right? They're showing how vulnerable or how lack of control you have. All right. Now let's go a little bit deeper. So that's what we are. So we have a kasha on Tosis Mahalach right now. How does he read the Gemara? On Rambam, we understand a little bit, right? What's a huge kasha in the Rambam? And kasha was in the Rambam. Where does the Rambam record this din? Yeah. Apparently, he doesn't record it in Hilchus Nizakim. Apella, no? Why did the Rambam take a halacha that was. Seems to talk about Hezek, and the Seder Rambam is very, very instructive. You can't just say happenstance. He got to, he realized he forgot to record it in this Gemara. Right? The Rambam went over the Yad Chazak, we have Kisvei of the Rambam, went over, I think, 7 times. So he was able to, and he made always the corrections and moved things around. New Mordechai.
I think the Ikir Din here is more on the stealing from the owner than this actual destruction of what the fire did. So that's why Rambam, Gzela is more than the actual nezek. There's other cases we're more focusing on what you did and how you did it. Here it's just, you did something that's, what is even more relevant? The fact that it causes...
That'd be an excellent answer to what Mordechai is saying. Mordechai is saying that the Chazal were focused on the Evan was trying to steal from his master. And that was the Ptur. So again, it's a Gvaldigara. I would take issue with it, but it's a Gvaldigara. Right? Where does Ram say it's the Raisa? Ha'evet shagonav potter min ha'keifel. Uba'ol of Turin, she'ein onam chayim al nizke avodav. Afal pi shein mamoinet, v'mnei shiyesh ben das, v'en yochel l'shomrim. All of that is at the rise of the Gesvaris. Right? The Ram says, I'll give you, Chazal explained that. How did Chazal phrase it? She'im yach nisene rabbi, v'yadi be'elav diner, v'kiyetz b'mashar nizokin. Right? The Rambam's lashon, would you not have the Gemara, you wouldn't understand the Rambam. What's the Rambam saying? Shem Yach Nisena? Yach Isena? Rambam told us why you're potter. You're potter because Yesh Ben Das, and I can't be shy with him. So now they're going to give me a story. I'll make him angry. I'll get upset with me. I can't watch him because he wants to go out drinking one night. I can't stop him. And he comes back and he starts trashing somebody else's story. What shmir? I'm going to tie the guy down? I'm going to lock him up? So when Ram goes on to say, and if you get him angry, the Rambam says he can't read the. If you don't learn the Gemara, you can't even read the Rambam. But the Rambam's explaining to us is that she'im yachisena is a simen, not the siva. And what the Rambam wants to accomplish for us, this is one of the ha'aris. I haven't seen whether the Abshutah makes it in this point. But Nachman ben Avshalom often makes the point that the Rambam will sometimes teach us how to learn Pshat in the Sugya. So he wants to direct us back. He wants to tell us that Sugya, if you read it, Kipshuto, Yishem Yakni Tenarabba, you can't read the Sugya. Because we're talking about a Deraisa the Gedin. Alright? Now, hold on. So that is, let's come back to Tosfos, however. Tosfos says, above is additional, apparently. Lo kipirish Rashi. Shepirish Rishum Dinan Ba'achoyvel Eved Ve'isha P'kiyosan Ra. The Mishnah Achoyvel that says that if an Eved and Isha, basically means if you get beaten up by a person who doesn't have insurance, you're in trouble. Right, that's the Gemara. That's basically what the Mishnah is saying in contemporary terms, right? God forbid, a person if before the laws of no fault insurance, if the person without insurance would hit somebody else, so you're going to go run after this guy and collect from him. So the Gemara is saying that if a person has no property, so then stay away, right? Because what they. Person doesn't have a person has an LLC, right? So stay away. So Tosfos says, why is Rashi quoting that? First of all, it shouldn't be Eved v'Ama, it should be Eved v'Isha. If that's what he's quoting. El Mefarshim Natam, the Naked Eved v'Ama Shum Dekayim Mesis Tosoif Masech Tos Yedayim. The Tama Mishum. Shemek Dehinah Rabbi, the Mesomach Mufurish Hasa. What is the reason Rashi did not say Tosfos Pshat? Tosfos tells you later on why he didn't say it. No. What's his argument? Why is he saying it's not that mission? It's the mission in Yedayim. Right. So Tosfos has to ask on himself. He asks on the next Tosfos. He says, "If I'm right, then how do I read the Gemara? If I'm right, there's a mission in Yedayim that says." Koivlin onu aleichem prushim. The tzedoikim used to criticize the prushim. Shatem oimrim shari v'chamari shezikon chayom v'abdi v'mosi shezikon peturin. Mam shari v'chamari she'eini chayov v'hem mitzvus. Hare oni chayov v'nizokin abdi v'mosi she'eini chayov v'hem mitzvus. Eni din she'ochayov v'nizokin tzedoikim said to the prushim. Your Evan, you have to make sure there's mitzvahs. You have to worry about his Shvis and Shabbos, right? If he's an Evan Kenaini, he's Chayim mitzvahs Keisha. So you're Chayim for mitzvahs, not Chayim for damaging somebody else. Sure, Bachamah, you have to run after do mitzvahs. You have to also give a Shvis and Shabbos, that's true. But you don't have to run after doing mitzvahs. Your Evan, you have to worry about mitzvahs, you're not going to take care of his damage. So they responded by saying, it's not a good idea. Because if you're responsible for taking care of his damages, so then you'll end up having this huge liability that you every time you get the Eved upset, he'll torture your neighbor. Nope. So now, so Tosfos says, this is the Mishnah that's being quoted. Right? Nope. So what's the kash and pshat? Go ahead.
If this is the Mishnah being quoted, then how can we read it like the Rambam at all?
That we'll come back. Okay, that's a good. I would say for carrot that this is what the Rambam is in fact quoting. Right, this fits in very well because this is an argument on the Raisa Digga level. Okay, in other words, it makes more sense that Tzedokim. We're asking the Prushim, how could you justify your reading of the Torah this way? And the Prushim were explaining. In other words, for the Prushim to respond to Tzedokim, we made a gzera, it's like a non-argument. So for Rambam, it's much better to say they're arguing about how to learn the Din Dei Raisa. Right? So anything, this is a rai for Rambam. Right? No, Yoni?
How could the Prushim respond to Tzedokim against the Kal V'chomer of his Sara?
Ask that kash in a better way. Go ahead.
According to Gemara had this Mishnah.
Correct, that's the Kasha. It's the same Kasha. According to Tosfos, how does Tosfos read the Gemara? Tosfos says, according to Rashi, he reads very beautifully. They ask the kasha from Mishnah Chayvel, and they answer from Mishnah Yadayim. All right, so it's not perfect. We would like them all of them to know all Mishnahs at the same time, but we can at least understand there was a conversation in the Beis HaMedrash from a Mishnah in Hachoyvel, and the response was a Mishnah in Yadayim. All right, then we can live with that. But according to Tosfos, there was a kasha from a Mishnah in Yadayim as if no one read the Mishnah in Yadayim. How could that be? According to Rambam, everything is very, very tight and very, very good. There's a kasha, could even be, according to Rambam, there was a kasha and they first interpreted, there was a kasha on a, from the Mishnah Yadayim, on a din day raisa level, right? And the Gemara responds. But according to Tosfos, the Gemara is asking a kasha from a Mishnah Yadayim that says that Chazal made a gzeira. So what's the answer? The kasha we don't understand machlal, right? But the answer also, how are you going to read the answer? So Tosfos was aware of this. In the next Tosfos says, "Va'oid kasha the ev ve'oma kishen ein kavnos la'azik nami p'tir rebim kein mai maisi." Sorry. Other line. "Va'oid kasha kevan de yoda reisha im kein mistoma yoda seifa." Right? If they knew Eved Va'oma, it means they knew the Mishnah. So why are they asking Akasha? Again, so Sikum Advarim. What have we learned so far? The Gemara uses the sugya of Eved that the Odoin is potter from Nizke Avdoi to justify why we cannot have Shein alone. If we had Shein alone, we'd create a Svara Kal Vachoymer, any moment on Mazik that's Mazik be Kavona, I should be responsible for. So Shein alone would yield an incorrect din. That's the Gemara. So now we're zeroing in on this din. Avdoya Mazik, Halochala Maisam Potu. Am I potter min a raisa min a rabbanon? Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. Rambam says I'm potter min a raisa. Tosfos I'm potter min a rabbanon. Rambam, we understand why the Rambam said what he said. It's a much better read in our sugya. It's a much better read in Mesechtas Yadayim. Maybe we have to still tweak the Havan and Maskon. On Rambam, we have a major kasha why he put it in Hilchas Gneva Veda and not Hilchas Nizki Yoda. Good. So Mordechai is an interesting mahalach. Good. We'll keep you up at night. All right. Yeah. Trouble falling asleep. Mordechai gave you a mahalach. But according to Tosfos, right? According to Tosfos, how do we explain the sugya? First of all, both Rashi and Tosfos say that the Ptur is a Ptur de Rabbanim. So how do they read the Gemara? So according to Rashi, it could be that the Havamina was a Ptur de Raisa based on the Mechayivel, and the Maskon is a Mishnah Daim, it's a Din de Rabbanim. All right? That we can live with. Right? Mine Raisa and Taka Chaya, Mine Rabbanim and Potter. But according to Tosfos, the Gemara began by saying, Mine Raisa, I'm Potter, I'm Chayiv, and Chazal pardoned me. No, so if that's the case, so then it's not. Then you can't read the Gemara. What are you going to say? You're going to say that the rabbis quoted a Mishnah without knowing that there was another line there. But then there's a deeper kasha here. And that is, why should I be chayiv, according to Tosfos, I'm chayiv in Nizke Yavdai. Right? According to Tosfos. Chazal patur me. When I rise, I'm chayiv. Right? You have to figure out how to read the Gemara, according to Tosfos. But according to Tosfos, why am I chayiv in Nizke Yavdai? What's the basis for being chayav gat? Where does it come from?
Right? Yes,
not.
So maybe it's also
possible.
It is possible.
Is it possible to be shamer your heaven? You're going to lock up your heaven? And let's say you could lock up your heaven.
Well, even Rambam said in the next halacha that they beat the Eved, so even Rambam is suggesting ways to prevent it.
Well, you can't do it for Rashi. Rashi was saying you should be able to beat your Eved because you can't have any damage you do to him.
Well, the
Betin. Okay, so after, what is the base of the Chiyav? According to the Pshat Nar Sugya, that mid a Raisa, I am Chayav. Mid a Rabbanim, I'm Potter. Why am I Chayav mid a Raisa? What is it? Can you tell me the Shara Mazik? I show you the Chira. No, Benji, good. Let's have a minute. Good.
Wouldn't it just come from the Mishnah? Okay, so it's a Baghdad, so there are Rabbanim, which will get out of the Rabbanim. At the end of the day, it's still
a few of Shmira. Is that correct to say?
You can't get it impossible.